We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. This is Ask Ross. He's Ross Tucker. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Your Penn State football questions. There might be a recruiting question or two in here, but for Ross, you can download the Keystone Sports app. There's a Ask Ross button to fire questions away there. I usually am making this pitch for Greg, for Ask Greg. Now I'm selling out. There's a button for both. You want to ask a recruiting question, that's probably good for Greg. You want to ask a player evaluation or broad, big picture question, Ross is your guy for that. This segment brought to you by 409 Tailgate Club. The listener with the best question, as deemed by Ross Tucker here, will win a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs and sauces and a tailgate with honor apron. Again, use the Ask Ross button to ask your question. We'll get to as many as we can.
By the way, that might be the best thing about Keystone Sports Network, other than our like the food and drink sponsors, which I'm a big fan of. Our app's amazing.
Yeah.
Like our app is cool. Really – and I got to take a lot of credit for that, Dustin, because I had absolutely nothing to do with it. But I like taking credit for stuff anyway, so I'd like to take a lot of credit for that.
You and Jim have that in common. Good for you guys. Kindred spirits here at the Keystone Kickoff.
It is. It's an awesome app.
It is a good app.
Yeah.
It is
a good app. I know a lot of you guys download it. If you didn't already, get it. It's awesome.
And the button for these questions makes it super easy to ask a question. We got a whole bunch of them. You always get a whole bunch of them. I like to think it's maybe 50-50 you and the barbecue, but nonetheless, let's get to a few of them now. This is a really good one. Coming from Matt from Yardley, PA. He wants to ask this of you and Bob Flounders, but Bob is not here. If you're tailgating for just 2 to 3 hours before the game and you have to choose between only eating or only drinking for that time, which would you choose?
That's pretty obvious.
I think it's pretty obvious for both you and Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is drinking, because there's a lot of food options in the stadium that you can eat when you get in the stadium, but there aren't as many drinks. What is the status right now of Penn State drinking? You can only get
sweets.
Beer up in the suites,
yeah.
And the club seats.
Yeah. Rich get richer. All of us peasants sitting in the aluminum bleachers are sober. And you guys up there in the air-conditioned box, the heated box. Are all gooned up.
That's a really good question. That's a tough question to answer because there's so many good parts to both. And I think, in fairness, it probably depends on what your options are for both. Like, if you're there, okay, and 409 Tailgate Club is there, and your drink options are not Labatt Blue or Labatt Blue Light, they're like Coors Light, or as I like to call it, Girls Light. Or Bud Light, which is also tastes like water and is not worth your time or existence as a human being to put inside your lips, I would pick food. So food over Bud Light or Coors Light.
Yeah.
But drinking, if it's like a legit beer like an IPA or a Labatt Blue Light, Magic Hat number 9, something like that. It's a good question. By the way, just for our listeners, Matt has a huge advantage to winning the thing this week. Yeah. I'm just telling you right now. These are the questions that are up my alley. I could do 9 more minutes talking about this question if you really want to get into it.
If you go to at Russ Tucker NFL on Twitter, that's almost all you'll see are videos of him going through the press box and the press meals.
It's food or beer or football. That's pretty much my three food groups, my three Twitter topics. Or Instagram, at Ross Tucker NFL. I know, Dustin, you follow. I'm not telling you. I'm telling the listeners.
I do. I do follow. And
want you to answer that,
too. My life is 1,000% better. Well, what are you there for? You know, for me and for most red-blooded Americans, you're there to get drunk and watch football, right? And eating is just a necessary act. I in a tailgate situation, I mean, thank God you don't have to choose in real life. Thank God you don't have to choose. But I think I'm in full agreement with your logic that if the alcohol options suck, then I would just eat.
You know what's
face
amazing?
Off.
If you made everybody that came to the stadium, they had to pick one or the other.
There was an eating lot and a drinking lot.
Yeah, just so you know, about an hour and a half before kick, there would be like a Braveheart style rumble because people would be so, the drunk people would be so hungry, and the food people would be so angry. They'd have a beer. It would be like freedom, and yeah. They would be running at each other with spears, and that would be amazing.
That would be.
We should make that happen.
You would set up for violence asking this question. So Matt, be careful what you wish for. I just envision this like prison style where there's contraband. Like you walking around with like a rib tucked in your jacket because you don't want to be caught, that kind of thing. Trades, yeah, that's a great question. We went down some amazing roads with that question. So Matt, leader in the clubhouse, I don't even know if we need to think about that, the winning question anymore. But here's some more questions anyway. Joe from Johnstown says, Ross, how the heck are you? I'm doing great, thank you. He's having this conversation.
I like that. I like Joe from Johnstown. It's a good start, Joe.
So his question about the style of our own Penn State's only returning starting linebacker, Koa Farmer. Although I appreciate his athleticism, do you think he needs to sit down and watch tape on what made Ryan Shazier so successful at both levels? Shazier was a lighter, more athletic linebacker, but he played the game with such ferocity and physicality. Does he need to learn from Ryan Shazier or players of that their likeness?
Ryan Shazier was a top 20 pick in the NFL draft. Like, Ryan Shazier is a rare, rare player. And just because you have some similar athletic ability doesn't mean you're that type of player. I do think that it's a good comparison, though, in terms of the size, the athleticism, and maybe Koa gets there this year. I don't know. I don't know if Shazier was a safety in high school or if he played linebacker and maybe just had more experience there. You know, Koa was a running back and a safety. He's been a returner. I don't really think it did him a whole lot of favors bouncing him back and forth between safety and linebacker. He was – yeah, I don't know that he's really gotten – a great feel yet, because even 2 years ago he was still really only playing, you know, that outside linebacker position in obvious passing downs and usually rushing off the edge. Last year was like his first year as a regular off the ball linebacker, seeing everything develop in front of him. He might be able to take the leap this year and become, and they're going to need him to, they're going to need him to be their best linebacker and be a really good player.
So Ryan Shazier, by the way, was the number 7 outside linebacker, number 106 player overall in his recruiting class out of Florida. So he was listed as a linebacker. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Ross, where we're talking Penn State football, asking your questions of him, sponsored by 409 Tailgate Club. And I will mention, by the way, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every Penn State home game this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, for starters, you can visit one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, Express Beverage in Montoursville. We'll pull the winner on air later this week on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll do the same thing every single home game this year from Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, here with us on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I got a bone to pick with this next question, Ross. Logan from Chambersburg says, hey, Ross the Boss, I was listening earlier in the week and Jimmy G brought up a good point, the first in his career. That's my words about the career.
Oh, okay.
And I
was like, wow, Logan. Jeez.
Okay.
By the way, this would be the part, if this were a Friday show, where I would say to Andy, Chambersburg's in Pennsylvania, Andy, just so you know.
What did I not say from...
No. You know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Andy doesn't. That's why it's funny.
Okay. Man, poor Andy. Even in his absence, Andy is still catching it this week. That's awesome. I wanted to hear your thoughts on the issue. What effect do you think the new redshirt rule will have on the grad transfer market? Also, you, Ross, are the A-plus team. I'd much rather have some 409 tailgate sauce than wine. Love the show. Thanks so much. Why, Logan, did you ask a question of Greg Pickle then? You wanted wine to some degree, right? He wants it all. Logan,
he asked a question of Greg, too?
Yeah.
He asked both?
Yes. I mean, if I'm playing the odds, I'm doing that too.
What do you think he means, Logan? What do you think he means by the impact of the grad transfer rule on the new redshirt rule?
I don't know if there will be an impact. But
when I was on a couple of weeks ago,
Jim Galante, everybody, he's the boss.
I brought up Jalen Hurts was a possibility of only playing 4 games this year as a backup at Alabama, graduating in December, and he would still have 2 years eligibility left. So when he brought me up, that's what I think he's referencing.
Oh, okay.
And there,
I've heard
other conversation about that. If Jalen Hurts doesn't win the starting role, would he go to Nick Saban and say, hey, coach, I'll be your backup, but only put me in four games, and then I maintain an extra year of eligibility?
And so theoretically, that could be the third game, the seventh game, the 11th game.
The bowl game or national championship game.
Yeah, that sounds awesome until the fourth one is the college football playoff semifinals, and then they're in the finals the next week like Alabama always is.
And that's the starter really, and the starter gets hurt.
Jim, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
That's a good. That's a possibility, I would say, for some of these guys. Because they're better. Like, why transfer and sit out a year when you can just wait till you graduate and you can still play for a team? Like, if Jalen Hurts transfers right now, or if he's the backup that only plays four games, either way, he's got 2 years of eligibility, you know, at his next stop. And rather than sitting out this year, he at least still gets to practice and eat the Alabama training table and all that stuff.
Hey, let's say Jalen Hurts plays his fourth game in the college football semifinals, and Tua Tagovailoa, I always forget how to say this, and he gets hurt in the college football playoff finals. Would Nick Saban stick to his word with Jalen Hurts, or go for it and put Jalen Hurts in the game for his fifth game?
Oh, he would put Jalen Hurts in the game.
Without a question, right? Yeah.
But would Jalen suit up for that game if he's counting on getting the extra year of eligibility?
Would he sit crisscross applesauce on the sidelines and refuse to enter the game?
See, you only know crisscross applesauce if you have little kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
Jim has no idea what that is.
I have no idea, but it's still funny.
It's what in our day was called Indian style. That they have made it more PC.
What I do realize is this segment, I think, has gotten out of control.
It's all no.
It was a good question. I don't think it's going to win, but it's a good question. I'll tell you why it's not going to win. Because Logan from Chambersburg basically just stole Jim's idea and put it in a form of a question.
Yeah.
Like, what is that, Logan? We're not into plagiarism here.
You mean like you stealing credit for doing the app when I wrote it?
Yeah, but of course, I'm just kidding. I think Logan's like seriously trying to take it.
Give me a winner here, Ross.
He's seriously trying to win.
Oh, it's the Eisenberg guy from Yardley. It's Eisenberg from Yardley. The food or drink question is an amazing one. I think all those questions were actually good. Yeah. But the food or drink one is an amazing one. And we know the answer. It's drink. Thanks for playing. And thanks for winning, Matthew Eisenberg.
So there you go. You get the tailgate basket from 409 Tailgate Club. Matt from Yardley, the winner here. And I think there's something to be derived here. So Joe had a back and forth question in his own head with Ross. That scored points. Food versus drink will always score points here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Congratulations, Matt. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. You can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and download that Keystone Sports app.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.